ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President-elect Trump promising to impose sweeping new tariffs the day after he is inaugurated. 25% on goods coming to the U.S. from Mexico and China. 35% on goods coming from China. Mark Zandi with Moody's Analytics says that could mean all of us spending more.
Those tariffs are taxes that have to be paid by people importing those goods, and they're going to pass that through to you and I as consumers. And it's going to be higher interest rates because the Federal Reserve isn't going to countenance the high inflation.
Allegations today that longtime Trump advisor Boris Epstein tried to get payments from those who wanted roles or influence in the new Trump administration. The Israeli cabinet meeting today to discuss a ceasefire deal in Lebanon. Israel wants to maintain the right to fire into Lebanon whenever it feels it's threatened. Ukraine says Russia launched a record number, 188 drones against most regions of the country in a nighttime blitz. Apartment buildings and the national power grid were damaged. This is ABC News. A federal judge is now deciding whether Google holds a monopoly on online ads. Closing arguments wrapped up Monday in a suit brought against Google by the Justice Department. The judge's decision is expected by the end of the year. An appeal from a tobacco giant turned back by America's highest court.
The Supreme Court has declined to hear a challenge to a law requiring cigarette packs and ads include graphic images showing harmful effects of smoking. Warnings will include photos of smoke-damaged lungs and feet blackened by reduced blood flow. Nearly 120 countries have already adopted the warning labels. It isn't clear when they might appear in the U.S. The FDA says it does not plan to enforce new rules until December 2025. Michelle Franz in ABC News.
Investigators in the Philippines have questions for Vice President Sara Duterte. She recently threatened to have President Ferdinand Marcos Jr. and his wife killed if she is assassinated. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Brought to you by Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua, your trusted hometown dealer for new Chevrolet vehicles and service. Tomorrow, from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. over at Cabin Creations in Phillips, there's a pre-Thanksgiving pop-up bakery. They invite you to get ready for Thanksgiving with fresh baked breads, babkas, cinnamon rolls, and some extra special treats. Limited quantities will be available, so pre-ordering is highly encouraged to secure your favorites. Otherwise, pop in early to grab some deliciousness before it's gone. Once again, that's tomorrow from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. at Cabin Creations in Phillips. The Wisconsin rifle season is officially in full swing. Brittany Merlot has some tips for tree stand safety.
Prioritize safety, particularly when using tree stands. Tree stand accidents are a leading cause of hunting-related injuries. Here's Jennifer Doering, a physician assistant at Aspyrus Emergency Department in Wausau.
Nationally, there are 6,800 deer stand accidents a year. Unfortunately, some of those occur within our community. Some of the common things that we can see are traumatic brain injuries. We can see spinal fracture, which unfortunately some do lead to paralysis, internal bleeding, organ damage. We see a lot of long bone fractures and unfortunately some lacerations. And in more severe cases, we do see an occasional death from a deer stand accident.
With 300 to 500 fatalities each year in the U.S., it's important to choose the right tree.
A smaller tree, sometimes that can be more dangerous because they cannot support your weight, and that can result in a fall if you don't have the right tree.
Be sure to check your deer stand ahead of time and make sure that the surrounding area is not falling apart.
I always encourage people to keep a cell phone that is fully powered up and keep it on your person. Sometimes our accidents happen when you are alone.
Always wear blaze orange and make sure that other hunters can see you. Additional hunter safety information can be found on the Wisconsin DNR's website.
For more news, visit 98qcountry.com and civicmedia.us. I'm Austin Brume.
Looking for a dealership that's truly here for you? Marthaler Chevrolet of Minocqua is dedicated to serving you right this holiday season. From new Chevrolets to top quality service, they treat every customer like family. Need an oil change? Get a full synthetic oil change for just $49.95, excluding diesels. Plus, enjoy exclusive GM employee pricing on select 2024 Silverados in stock with 1.9 finance up to 60 months to qualified buyers. Visit them on Highway 51 South or at MinocquaCars.com.
I'm Stephanie Hoff for the Midwest Farm Report along with you on a Tuesday. Maybe you've heard of the FFA Fruit Box Fundraiser. It's been going on since before the 1980s. And maybe you've actually sold these as a student or you've purchased one from a local chapter. The company that puts these fruit boxes together tells us how this fundraiser has benefited FFA students. Stick around.
As the weather changes, it can start to impact feed quality. Don't let your cows become the victims of the ration roller coaster. Adding Generator Elite to your herd's ration can introduce beneficial microbials that support gut health and help the herd navigate the highs and lows of feed quality, all while using less than an ounce per day per cow. Learn more about Generator Elite at bio-vet.com.
Innovation. Matt Johnson is the president of MyFruitSale.com, which is the company that operates the Fruit Box fundraiser platform for several hundred FFA chapters in the Upper Midwest. He says he had the recent opportunity to see firsthand the benefit that these dollars bring to students.
In all the years that I've worked with FFA chapters, I had a chance last year, 2023, to go to the FFA National Convention in Indianapolis. And even though I had heard about it for years and years and years, I was just blown away at the size and the scope of that event. But it was really neat to be there and to see all these kids from all over the country walking around, but to see students that were there that were customers of ours, and to know that a big part of the reason why they were able to attend that event was they could afford to do it because of their fruit sale. So it's gratifying to be a part of helping kids do those types of things.
MyFruitSale.com started packing these fruit boxes on Friday. They've got about 50 semi-loads of boxes that will get sent out in the weeks following Thanksgiving. We'll take a look at more agribusiness news next.
Farming is full of up and downs, but with the right tools, you can navigate any cycle. Join Compeer Financial's Grain Vantage webinar on December 4th from 9 to noon. Hear from ag industry pros like me, Rob Sharkey, during this free virtual event. Leave with real-world strategies to help you manage risk and explore opportunities in today's market. Visit compeer.com/grainvantage to sign up. The Grain Vantage webinar, helping you take control of your farm's financial future.
Here's what's happening in Wisconsin agriculture on a Tuesday. If you are a new, transitioning, or experienced organic grain farmer, mark your calendar. The 2025 O-Grain Organic Grain Conference is set for January 24th through the 25th in Madison. In other news, we're wishing you a safe and successful gun deer hunt season. If you've got more than your freezer can hold, consider the DNR's Deer Donation Program. This program helps stock food pantry shelves with ground venison made from donated deer. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
Wisconsin goes up in the rankings. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, the Badgers, have two home games coming up this Saturday at noon against Chicago State, and then next week, Tuesday night, they take on Michigan. The Badgers now rank 15th in the nation after winning the Greenbrier Tournament in Orlando over the weekend. The Marquette Golden Eagles learn that they're now number 10th ranked in the nation. They'll host Stonehill tomorrow night in Milwaukee, the tip-off time, 8 o'clock. NBA, the Bucks in Miami tonight against the Heat. The Bucks have won four in a row. NFL, Packers holding practice for their game on Thanksgiving this Thursday night against the Miami Dolphins. Kickoff at 7:20, TV coverage on NBC. And then Friday at 11 a.m., more football. It's the Badgers against the Minnesota Gophers at Camp Randall Stadium.
Rivalry games, you throw records out the window. You throw sometimes even the home field advantage out the window. It comes down to who wants it more. And anybody that can't get up for that doesn't belong to either one of these places.
That's Badgers head football coach Luke Fickell. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Northwoods weather.
We have some pretty good travel weather coming our way for the upcoming holiday weekend, but take a jacket because it is going to be cold. Today, partly cloudy. We'll get to 27 for a high this afternoon. West wind at 5 to 15. 12 tonight, mostly cloudy. 29 tomorrow. Thanksgiving Day, some light snow showers with a high in the mid-20s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 15.
98 Q Country.
Just get lost. Leave this one horse town like two rebels without a cause. I've got people in Boston, ain't your daddy still in Des Moines? We can pack up tomorrow, tonight let's flip a coin. Somewhere greener, somewhere warmer,
This year, I am thankful for my family and friends.
My mom and my dad.
I'm thankful for having a lot of people around me who love me and support me through all my decisions.
Happy Thanksgiving.
98Q Country.
Last night.
that you travel on. There's one day here and the next day gone. Sometimes you bend, sometimes you stand. Sometimes you turn your back to the wind. There's a world outside every darkened door where blues won't haunt you anymore. Where the brave are free and lovers soar. Come ride with me to the distant shore. We won't hesitate to break down the garden gate. There's not much time left today.
Tell that you're mad, and I ain't half surprised about that. Since the day that we met, it's always who cuts first and never who bleeds last. Rumors always turning and yelling and fighting, and wants to see your mind only one way you're driving. I know, I know, I'ma take the high road. Something terrible, and I'ma let you cool down while I walk out. You ain't messing me up like the times before. I don't need a ticket to your free show. Knock yourself out and hit a new low. I'ma take the high road, take the high road, take the high road.
You don't wanna talk about it, boy, that's no surprise. You come home smelling like liquor like every other night.
If I catch you with her, you gon' catch me with him. You think I don't hear about it, you better think again. You know that rumors always turn into yelling and fighting. You want to send my mind only one way, I'm driving, you know.
I know.
Station.
Hey, it's Morgan Wallen.
Ain't nothing but lies, lies, lies. Look into my eyes, eyes, eyes.
Ah, this is Kenny Chesney.
Just to say we did, just to feel alive.
I love it.
I love it.
I just love it.
98 Q Country.
Straight there, the old Fireman Country Classics, brought to you by Park Manor, your home, heart, and history of Park Falls, parkmanorwi.com, and they're on Facebook, too. It's a little bit cool out there this morning. If you're like the bug man last night on the roundup who indicated that he may or may not head out this morning, you may be a little wise on that because it's cool out there. Let's see, high temps today top out at 24 degrees. 24 degrees will be our temperature. We're at 14 or 15 right now here in the city. And some of you probably saw some single-digit lows, maybe 8, 9, somewhere in that range, depending how accurate your thermometer is. Cloudy skies today with partly cloudy this afternoon, so we will see some sunshine. A few snow flurries will linger yet today. That wind is moving around a little bit out there. I saw a little swirling going on the way in. Winds west to northwest at 10 to 15 miles an hour today, so 24 is your forecasted high. They're telling us 29 for the high tomorrow with a light and variable wind. And Thanksgiving Day, there's really no excuse for not going out and hunting a little bit on Thanksgiving Day, because we will see a mainly cloudy day with winds west and northwest, rather light, and a high 24 for Thanksgiving Day. The weekend, the coming weekend, highs in the teens, low 20s, so winter has arrived. The amount of snow we're going to get, probably not much. We have a dusting out there, and it looks like it may stay. I guess some of us have more than a dusting, but it wouldn't take much for it to burn off, and I'm a little bit leery that the afternoon sunshine today might just do that. We'll burn off some of the areas that get a lot of sunshine anyway. The woods may still stay a little bit snow-covered. Definitely not enough to worry about as far as tromping through, but also probably not enough to really give you really good visibility in the woods. Every little bit helps. Deer Hunters Roundup back on tonight. Gray and Big G and Craig from Bader Sports Center all will be in, as the morning guy has other obligations, a night off tonight. I'll be back in Wednesday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. We got a keyword for you today. We'll announce the winner of our Text to Win contest as soon as we get in touch with them. But we got a keyword we're going to share with you a little bit after 7 o'clock here this morning, and another fabulous prize package valued at, I think, about $150, $175 bucks from our participating sponsors. And one of those prizes will be a Deer Hunters Roundup hoodie, brand new. If you think someone on your Christmas list would love one of those, order it off our website, 98qcountry.com. You'll see the Deer Hunters Roundup banner. Click on that, you'll see the big picture of the brand new hoodie that was just put together, one of a kind, just last week. So you can order that maybe for a little Christmas present for somebody. We appreciate all your support of the Roundup. Looking forward to another good night tonight. We've got some news and sports. Twice an hour we do it, so let's get you updated now. ABC gets us going.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President-elect Trump promising to impose sweeping new tariffs the day after he is inaugurated. 25% on goods coming to the U.S. from Mexico and China. 35% on goods coming from China. Mark Zandi with Moody's Analytics says that could mean all of us spending more.
Those tariffs are taxes that have to be paid by people importing those goods, and they're going to pass that through to you and I as consumers. And it's going to be higher interest rates because the Federal Reserve isn't going to countenance the high inflation.
Allegations today that longtime Trump advisor Boris Epstein tried to get payments from those who wanted roles or influence in the new Trump administration. The Israeli cabinet meeting today to discuss a ceasefire deal in Lebanon. Israel wants to maintain the right to fire into Lebanon whenever it feels it's threatened. Ukraine says Russia launched a record number, 188 drones against most regions of the country in a nighttime blitz. Apartment buildings and the national power grid were damaged. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Saturday from 3 p.m. to 7 p.m., Old A Mercantile invites you out for their first ever Christmas season kickoff. This will feature free family event activities, a soup and breadstick sale provided by the Shawamigan Parent Teacher Organization, and free photo opportunities with holiday characters, raffles, and more. Brittany Eichmann Photography and B&B Insurance are excited to be offering a professional holiday photo experience, reservation only, with Santa from 3 to 5 p.m. You won't want to miss this holiday experience. Any questions can be directed to 715-246-4043. Once again, this is Saturday from 3 p.m. to 7 p.m. at 399 Division Street here in Park Falls. Bucks broadcasts are coming to traditional TV. Stuart J. Waddles has more.
Bucks broadcasts are coming to traditional TV. TV stations in Milwaukee, Green Bay, Madison, Eau Claire, and Wausau are included in a new TV rights deal for the team. Select Bucks games this year will be available on broadcast television through a partnership, allowing fans to watch 5 games over the air. The deal starts with the December 4th game against the Atlanta Hawks. Bucks president Peter Fagan says it's important to make games widely available. Check your local listings for more details.
For more news, visit 98qcountry.com and civicmedia.us. I'm Austin Brume.
Wisconsin goes up in the rankings. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, the Badgers, have 2 home games coming up this Saturday at noon against Chicago State. And then next week, Tuesday night, they take on Michigan. The Badgers now rank 15th in the nation after winning the Greenbrier Tournament in Orlando over the weekend. The Marquette Golden Eagles learn that they're now number 10th ranked in the nation. They'll host Stonehill tomorrow night in Milwaukee, the tip-off time 8 o'clock. NBA, the Bucks in Miami tonight against the Heat. The Bucks have won 4 in a row. NFL, Packers holding practice for their game on Thanksgiving this Thursday night against the Miami Dolphins. Kickoff at 7:20, TV coverage on NBC. And then Friday at 11 a.m., more football. It's the Badgers against the Minnesota Gophers at Camp Randall Stadium.
Rivalry games, you throw records out the window. You throw sometimes even the home field advantage out the window. It comes down to who wants it more. And anybody that can't get up for that doesn't belong to either one of these places.
That's Badgers head football coach Luke Fickell. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Chuck from Essential Shooting Supplies in Park Falls, Wisconsin, a veteran-owned business, invites you to explore a trusted source for all your firearm needs. With extensive knowledge and a friendly staff, they offer new and used guns, ammo, shooting supplies, and expert gunsmithing services. Conveniently located just half a mile east of Highway 13 and Highway 182, Essential Shooting Supplies is your go-to destination. Visit them in person or online at EssentialShootingSupplies.com to experience their commitment to quality and service firsthand.
This Thanksgiving, leave the cooking to the good folks at Burgers Bar & Grill in Phillips. You can enjoy a course of turkey, ham, stuffing, corn, and green bean casserole with soup and salad bar included. Serving starts at 11 a.m. and goes to 5 p.m. Adults, $24.99. Under 10, $10.99. Come in, bring the family, and enjoy a great traditional Thanksgiving meal. Happy Thanksgiving from everyone at Burgers Bar & Grill, Highway 13, Phillips.
At Forward Insurance, you will always have a local agent in your corner because it's not just about a policy. As your local agent, they are your neighbor and the first to respond when you need them the most. They get involved in the community and they always take time to find the best options to protect your family or business. Visit one of your trusted hometown local agents at 177 4th Avenue in Park Falls or Highway 13 in Phillips. Forward Insurance. Always moving forward together.
Tom Miller Electric is your fully licensed and insured master electrician in the Northwoods. With over 30 years experience, they're the folks to call for in-home and business wiring, switches, fixtures, and electric repair. They can take care of your hunting shack electrical too. Lights in the outhouse? Call Tom Miller Electric. Wishing everyone a safe and successful hunting season, Tom Miller Electric. Call 715-762-3250 or 715-661-2257.
Hunters and hometown folks, gear up with Winter Cooperative on Main Street in Winter, Wisconsin. Hometown proud and here for you. They've got it from groceries to hardware and everything in between. Need a hammer, a loaf of bread, or maybe some warm apparel? They've got you covered with a huge store featuring a full hardware ink section. Winter Cooperative is your one-stop shop for all your needs. Stop by today and experience a friendly service that keeps winter going strong.
The giveaways go all day at JCPenney's best Black Friday ever. Giveaways start at 5 a.m. with holiday snow globes and coupons. You could get up to $500 off. 9 a.m. is your chance to bring home a Cuisinart stand mixer. Plus, don't miss your shot at free diamonds at 1 p.m. Finally, at 5 p.m., grab a JCPenney tote. It gets you an extra 10% off every time you shop through Christmas Eve. JCPenney, make it count. Offers valid 11/29 while supplies last. Giveaways in-store only. Must be 18 or older. Deals excluded from coupons. See store or jcp.com for details.
Welcome to Staples.
Help! My family's in for the holidays and I need gift ideas.
That's why we're here. Staples has amazing deals on everything you need. Photo gifts, laptops, and gaming systems. Even custom holiday cards and shipping solutions to send gifts to the family that can't make it.
Perfect! Have anything for Uncle Frank? I love him, but the guy is never quiet.
Noise-canceling headphones. For you.
You get it.
Unwrap huge holiday savings at Staples. And right now at Staples, save up to $350 on select computers. Ends 12/28, in-store only.
Ready, set, shop. The Black Friday sale at Ulta Beauty is on. Up to 50% off the best gifts now through November 30th. Shop Morphe eyeshadow palettes, hair tools like Chi, and MAC foundation and lippies. And ready for this? Starting Tuesday, November 26th, snag $12 mascaras from brands like Fenty and Tarte, plus $12 lippies from brands like NARS and Kylie Cosmetics. So don't wait. Head to Ulta Beauty today. Get all the best gifts, all at Ulta Beauty.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
We have some pretty good travel weather coming our way for the upcoming holiday weekend, but take a jacket because it is going to be cold. Today, partly cloudy. We'll get to 27 for a high this afternoon. West wind at 5 to 15. 12 tonight, mostly cloudy. 29 tomorrow. Thanksgiving Day, some light snow showers with a high in the mid-20s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 15.
98Q Country.
Don't you dare go running down my little town where I grew up, and I won't cuss your city lights. If you ain't ever took a ride around and cruised right through the heart of my town, anything you say would be a lie. We may live our lives a little slower, but that don't mean I wouldn't be proud to show you. Where I come from, there's an old plowboy out turning up dirt. Where I come from, there's a preacher man in a cowboy shirt. Where I come from, where a couple boys fighting in the parking lot. No, nobody's gonna call the cops. Where I come from, see that door right there? Man, I swear that it ain't never been locked, and I guarantee that it never will. That old man right there in the rocking chair at the courthouse square, I'll tell you now, he could buy your fancy car with $100 bills. Don't let those faded overalls fool you. He made his bands without one day of schooling. Where I come from, there's a pickup truck with a tailgate down. Where I come from, the pine trees are singing a song of the South. Where I come from, that little white church is gonna have a crowd. Yeah, I'm pretty damn proud. Where I come from, there's a big old moon shining down tonight. Where I come from, there's a man done wrong, gonna make it right. Where I come from, there's an old plowboy out turning up dirt. Where I come from, there's a preacher man in a cowboy shirt. Where I come from, where a couple boys fight in the parking lot. No, ain't nobody gonna call the cops. Yeah.
Jason Aldean,
Luke Combs,
Morgan Wallen,
all day long,
98Q Country.
The kids screaming, phone ringing, dog barking at the mailman, bringing that stack of bills overdue. Good morning, baby, how are you? Got a half hour, a quick shower,
Take a drink of milk, but the milk's gone sour. My funny face makes you laugh. Twist the top on and I put it back. There goes the washing machine. Baby, don't kick it, promise I'll fix it. Long about a million other things. Okay, it's so nice. It's just another day in paradise where there's no place that I'd rather be. Well, it's two hearts, one dream. I wouldn't trade it for anything. And I ask the Lord every night, ooh, for just another day in paradise. Friday, you're late. I guess we'll never make our dinner date. At the restaurant, you start to cry. Baby, we'll just improvise. Well, plan B looks like Domino's pizza in the candlelight. Then we'll tippy-toe to our room, make a little love that's overdue. But somebody had a bad dream. Mama and Daddy, me and my teddy, draw me to sleep in between. Yeah, it's okay, it's so nice. Just another day in paradise where there's no place that I'd rather be. Well, two hearts, one dream. I wouldn't trade it for anything. And I ask the Lord every night,
making back road noise.
outside these county lines, be his whole world. You want him to grow up to be someone he's damn proud to be. Mamas, let your boys let him drive around in trucks, making back road noise. Let him hang out on Friday, get wild with the boys. Let him go to the woods in the cold, painted up camo green. Mamas, let your boys. Let your boys be country.
All right, got the message. Let them be country. Jason Aldean at 98Q Country, our keyword for the Deeringer's Roundup package, is coming up for you just after 7 o'clock. And you're saying, Joel, what are we giving away today? What do you got? What do you got this morning? It's cold out there. I got what I got for you. Some of you probably single digits, 8 or 9 degrees. I show 14 here at the studio in Park Falls. Today's Text to Win contest winner will get a $25 gift certificate to Bader Sports Center, a $100 gift card to Wildwoods Taxidermy, a Deer Hunter's Roundup hoodie, and a $50 gift certificate to Lena's Northern Pines or Lena's Bar and Grill in Glib. So that's 50, 100, 200, that's actually $225 worth of prizes for today. All you got to do is text us a keyword. We'll give that to you just a little bit after 7 o'clock here this morning. And just text it to us once, sometime today, to be in. And we'll announce yesterday's winner. In fact, I will be shooting a text off to that winner in just a couple minutes here. So keep your phone handy there. You may be getting a winner's text if you entered that. Let's get to some words of wisdom. Thanksgiving. To me, it's kind of a weird Thanksgiving year for me. I don't know about you, but Thanksgiving feels, I have that feeling of, oh, it's Thanksgiving already, but yet my body's like, where's the turkey here? Because Thanksgiving's late, the 28th of November. Some of you may have already given into the cravings of the Thanksgiving meal this past weekend. I have not. The preparations will begin today, though. So we got a late Thanksgiving. It'll be, the Monday after Thanksgiving, it'll be December 1st already, well into the holiday season. Words of wisdom. Let's get your Tuesday rolling as we focus on the family.
Thanksgiving is one of our nation's great traditions. Before America was even founded, the Pilgrims expressed gratitude to God for his many blessings, even when life was hard. And life was hard. The Pilgrims' voyage across the Atlantic Ocean took 65 days in cold, miserable conditions. Many of them became ill, and one person died before the Mayflower reached Plymouth in November of 1620. Less than half of the Pilgrims survived that first winter. Despite their adversity, their governor, William Bradford, proclaimed a day of thanksgiving for God's grace and provision. In 1863, President Lincoln also called for a day of thanksgiving in the midst of difficult times. He and his wife Mary were mourning the recent death of their 11-year-old son, Willie, and the country was embroiled in a bloody civil war. Yet Lincoln declared the last Thursday of November of that year as a day of thanksgiving and prayer. Maybe you're going through hard times this Thanksgiving. You've had a tough year, sickness, financial problems, an empty chair where a beloved family member used to sit. It's not easy to be thankful when life seems so dark, but it's in the midst of difficulty that thankfulness is most profound and most healing. As Dr. Tim Keller says, it's one thing to be grateful. It's another thing to give thanks. Gratitude is what you feel. Thanksgiving is what you do. For Focus on the Family, I'm Jim Daly.
The words you are about to hear are taken from letters sent in by members of the Trinity Debt Management Program.
Dear Trinity, today I'm making my final credit card payment.
Before I came to you, I was in a constant state of anxiety and panic, but now there is hope for my family's financial future.
Working with Trinity made me understand that I'm not alone.
You really do help people.
Your kindness will never be forgotten.
Without Trinity's support, I would not have achieved my lifelong goal of becoming debt-free.
We saved a lot on interest and penalties, of course, but the reward was the gift of human kindness.
Trinity has carried me through a very difficult time in my life. You're amazing.
I used to feel so anxious and hopeless. Now I feel grace and peace.
God bless Trinity as you continue to help others become debt-free.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
Breaker, breaker, 19, it's the Big G rolling on a double nickel on I-13, heading for the Village Pit Stop, the top of the hill in Butternut. Just ease that timber train in for some motion lotion, bars, chains, hydraulic oil, even groceries or a cold one. That's the Village Pit Stop, Butternut, Wisconsin.
Finding the special healthcare resources families need just got easier. Wisconsin Wayfinder, Children's Resource Network, helps kids with delays, disabilities, special healthcare needs, and mental health conditions. Call toll-free 877-947-2929. Ask questions. Get answers. Connect today toll-free 877-947-2929. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
When something happens to your kitchen, you might say,
"This is ludicrous."
But that won't fix your home. That will only get you the rapper, Ludicrous.
Having trouble? Don't panic. Don't be alarmed. You need to file a claim? Holla at State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
That's right. You can file a claim on the app or call us.
Thanks, Mr. Chris.
No matter how ludicrous the situation, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
Find all of your household tools, supplies, paint, windows, shingles, and more at your do-it-best store, Phillips Lumber and Hardware.
We've got Pete with us from Wheelway, and now is the time to get your vehicle into Wheelway. Some rough winter months ahead here, Pete, and you got some great savings to get that car running good, right?
Absolutely. We're the home of the 3985 oil change. We have many discounts off tires, wheel alignment. Make sure you call us. Set your appointment today.
All right, and they need some new tires, Pete, going through that snow drift. I bet you guys could help them out too, right?
Absolutely. We have many discounts off tires. Make sure you give us a call and take advantage of those discounts today.
They can call. That's the best way to do it, to get that service appointment set up, right, Pete?
Absolutely. Give us a call, 715-762-2467. The number again is 762-2467.
Ice, snow, all that fun stuff, Pete. It's coming. The car needs to be ready to go, and that's what you guys do, right?
Absolutely. You want to make sure you have a roadworthy, reliable vehicle. We do a 60-point inspection test and many other inspections to make sure your car is roadworthy and reliable for this winter.
762-2467, Wheelway, just a couple miles south of Park Falls, right on Highway 13. Give them a call and get your car serviced and ready for winter.
At Northwoods Realty, we know your house is more than just wood and shingles. It's a haven. It's a place to raise a family. It's a home. That's why the realtors at Northwoods Realty put so much of themselves into their work. With a reputation for integrity and excellence, and don't forget your visiting family, we have the largest local vacation rental marketplace with over 60 options. Find homes, cabins, condos, and resorts. We sell dreams. Visit northwoodswi.com.
Shawamigan Home Furnishings has a full showroom with a wide variety of furniture ready to go out the door. Mattresses with two-sided options are available. Over 50 recliners to choose from. Futons, sectionals, sofas, love seats, Amish and up north style furniture, as well as full bedroom and dining sets. Everything is in stock and available without delay. Go to their website, ShawamiganHomeFurnishings.com. Check them out on Facebook, too, for more specials. Shawamigan Home Furnishings. Downtown Park Falls and Main Street, Ashland, Wisconsin.
98Q Country.
We had a plan. Move out of this town, baby. West to the sand. It's all we talked about lately. I packed a car, bring your guitar and Jane for smoking. First thing it's on, you'd cue the songs and we get going. But you went home, waited on the porch for you, sat there alone all throughout the morning till I got a hunch down in my gut and snuck around the back. Empty cans and I'll be damned, your bags were never packed. Did your boots stop working? Did your truck break down? Did you burn through money? Did your ex find out? Where there's a will and there's a way, and I'm damn sure you lost.
months. Did you plan on leaving? What happened? Bad habits. Did you go back? Go back. I loved you. How tragic. Oh, did you stop working? Did your truck break down? Did you burn through money? Did your ex find out? Where there's a will and there's a way, and I'm damn sure you lost it. Didn't even say goodbye. Just wish I knew what cost it. Was the whiskey flowing? Were you in a fight? Did the nerves come get you? What's your alibi? I'm in a way back to LA, and that's where you'll be forgotten.
This Thanksgiving, we want to say thanks for listening to us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And not those other turkeys.
98Q Country.
It was where my mama sat on that old swing with her crochet. It was where granddaddy taught me how to cuss and how to pray. It was where we made our own ice cream, those sultry summer nights. Where the bulldog had her puppies and us brothers had our fights. There were many nights I'd sit right there and look out at the stars. To the sound of a distant whippoorwill or the hum of a passing car. It was where I first got up the nerve to steal me my first kiss. And it was where I learned to play guitar and pray I had the gift. If the world had a front porch like we did back then, we'd still have our problems.